Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Friday Night Edition. We kick off hour number one. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Well, we're going to start things out here with more news about the police arresting people with cameras. The police specifically arresting people for taking their photo. But I want to get into that. But first, Johnson, you've got an interesting list of things to go through tonight, and I'm thinking maybe we should break it up throughout the broadcast this evening.
Okay.
Because what you have is 18 different... how do you describe
maybe it? Maybe you want to do 6, 6, and 6 or something like that?
Six each hour of the show. I think we can do that.
Yeah. All right.
What is it? So 18 what?
That's 18 tricks to teach your body.
Really?
I guess a lot of people don't know these things. There are certain things that you can do with your body that allow you to maximize your senses and maximize just, they're like helpful, almost like health tips.
I'm intrigued.
All right.
Let's
share
two or three of them with us.
For example, if your throat tickles, scratch your ear.
Really?
Yep. When you were nine...
Where?
Get into it. When you were nine, playing with your armpit was a cool trick. Now, as an adult, you can still appreciate a good body-based feat, but you're more discriminating. Take that tickle in your throat. It's not worth gagging over. Here's a better way to scratch your itch. When the nerves in the ear are stimulated, it creates a reflex in the throat that can cause a muscle spasm, says Scott Schaefer, doctor and president of an ear, nose, and throat specialty center in Gibbsboro, New Jersey. He says the spasm that the scratch creates relieves the tickle.
Huh.
That's an
example.
I don't
get a ticklish throat very often, but next time I do, I'll certainly.
You know, you have that like a little scratch if you ever get like a cold or you're starting to get
feeling.
A cough. That little,
okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
A little kind of tickle in your throat.
So you scratch your ear anywhere or the internal?
I just scratched the whole ear. I would assume the back of the ear is normally where someone would, you scratch.
And this is coming from what's the source on this?
This is a men's magazine.
Okay, all right.
Mm.
But this isn't only for men. This is, for women too.
Right, absolutely.
Only women who have ears.
Okay. Let's do another one.
Okay, experience supersonic hearing. If you're stuck chatting up a mumbler at a cocktail party, lean in with your right ear. It's better than your left ear at following the rapid rhythms of speech, according to researchers at UCLA David Geffen School of Medicine. On the other hand, really? If you're trying to identify a song playing softly in the elevator, turn your left ear towards the sound. The left ear is better at picking up music tones, and that has to do with left and right-brained
people. Well, that's what I was going to say. My question on that was going to be, is it reverse if you are a left... Are most people right-brained, or are they most people left-brained?
It doesn't matter. If you're left-brained or right-brained, that just means what side of your brain you primarily use. The hemispheres of the brain are still used for different functions. In other words, the left hemisphere of the brain is used for language, so that's why your right ear is better at perceiving.
Because the left hemisphere controls your entire right side of your body, is that correct?
Right, correct.
Okay.
It's so strange to me. Like,
yeah.
I need different sides of my body for the same, either side, they do pretty much the same stuff, but then the other side, both sides of my brain do completely different things.
Yeah, it is definitely a very, very strange thing.
Well, what's really interesting about the brain is the experiences they've had with people that have had brain damage and watching the brain sort of reorient itself. There was a story recently, we didn't get into it on the air, but of a guy that was in a coma for just the longest time. His brain was severely damaged, and they watched over the years, this guy was in a coma, as his brain essentially just repaired itself. Mm-hmm. It didn't repair itself fully. It didn't get him back to the point where he's a totally capable adult. He's more like a retarded child at this point, but he's not in a coma anymore. Mm-hmm. The brain repaired itself to the point where it got him back out of that, which is just, it's just a stunning, stunning body part, stunning organ.
So moving on here, more, we have overcome your most primal urge. Do you need to urinate? Fantasize about Jessica Simpson.
What?
Well,
or whomever you would
like
to fantasize.
It's a men's magazine.
About.
It's a men's magazine. Well, what it says is that thinking about sex preoccupies your brain, so you won't feel as much discomfort. says Dr. Larry Lipschultz, doctor and chief of male reproductive medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine. For best results, he just makes a joke here. He says, for best results, try Simpsons. These boots are made for walking.
I haven't either.
That one's I've actually heard that before. This is not the first place that I've heard that, but that sexual stimulation is actually can distract, is good for distracting for you know, urination needs or that type of thing, but also to stay awake. That sexual stimulation is one of the things that will keep someone awake for the longest amount of time.
Yeah, I can say that I've utilized that on a long trip before.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Myself busy. 800-259-9231. We'll continue these. There's more. We've got 18 of them total. We've been through three. And if you've got, I don't know, bodily tips, is that what we're calling this? 18 tips to help you be just more tuned in to...
Have you ever needed to stay awake on a long trip? 1-800-259-9231.
What are we calling these again? 18 tips to help you, tune in more to
intelligence
to your body?
For your life.
Yeah, it's just 18 tricks to teach your body. It's 18 different tricks that you can do.
Okay, tricks.
Most people don't know.
Superhuman tricks.
Yep.
That's good stuff. All right. If you've got one, 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, I don't know if any of these tricks will have helped out this man from NBC 10, Philadelphia. Now, last night we brought you an update on the Michael Gannon case from New Hampshire. He's the guy that's in trouble with two felony counts of wiretapping for recording the police while they were on his own property. This is another story. This one, again, out of Philly.
What wire did he tap?
None.
He recorded the police.
It's just the law. That's just the section of
the
law.
The name of the law.
A Philadelphia family says they're outraged over the arrest of one of their family members. The family of Neftali Cruz said police had no right to come on their property and arrest their 21-year-old son simply because he was using his cell phone's camera. They told their story.
Do you think they'll arrest that guy in Tennessee who was tortured by the police?
Will they arrest the guy who was tortured?
This was a couple months ago. You guys played something. You played audio about a guy who was recorded. Actually, his wife recorded the police.
Yeah, Eugene Seiler.
Torturing.
Five different big cops beating the tar out of this poor guy.
Do you think they could go back and arrest him now that there's being a precedent being set?
And
torture him again?
I don't know. Maybe. It's apparent, according to this article, they can do whatever they want, basically.
That's exactly what I'm bringing up, is that they can just do whatever they want. They can just torture people. You can't record them now. I mean,
And this is the third story like this. This is the third guy arrested by the police for recording the police story within, a month and a half?
It's crazy. I mean, isn't that weird? Doesn't that smack of Soviet
fascism?
Soviet Union kind of stuff?
Right, it sure does.
If I want to have a tape recorder or a video recorder on my property, there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Well, in this case, it was his neighborhood. Apparently, Cruz, age 21, told the NBC 10 investigators that police arrested him for taking a picture of police activity with his cell phone. Police say they were in Cruz's neighborhood that night arresting a drug dealer. Cruz said that when he heard the commotion from outside, he walked out of his back door with his cell phone to see what was happening. He said that when he saw the street lined with police cars, he decided to take a picture of the scene, as any, newspaper photographer would have the purview of doing.
Sure. And, now with everybody with websites, anybody could claim to be from the press.
Sure. Well, he says, I opened the phone and took a shot. Moments later, Cruz says he got the shock of his life when an officer came to his backyard gate. He opened the gate and took me by my right hand, said Cruz.
He put his hand on you?
Yep. Cruz said the officer threw him onto a police car, cuffed him, and took him to jail. A neighbor said she witnessed the incident and couldn't believe what she saw.
Neighbor should have been taking pictures.
I guess not everybody has a camera handy, but as technology develops, more and more people do. Neftali is his full name, but apparently his neighbors call him Neffy. So the neighbor says he opened up the gate and Neffy was coming down, and then he went up to Neffy, pulled him down, had Neffy on the car, and was telling him, you should have just went in the house and minded your own business instead of trying to take pictures off your picture phone. According to one of the neighbors.
That picture phone of yours. Funny ass camera phones out there.
Cruz said the police told him that he broke a new law that prohibits people from taking pictures of police with cell phones. You believe that?
Well, I've never seen a cop with a cell phone, actually. I've only seen them with their little walkie-talkie radio, so I think this guy was well within his rights.
Apparently, there's a new law that prohibits people from photographing the police. We'll explore this a little bit more to this case on the way. 800-259-9231. Plus, we got more of those tricks on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams await you. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Enjoy them both on the house, freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're going to get to another one of the bodily tricks that Johnson has here in a moment. But first, we need to finish up this story about this poor guy in Philadelphia, 21-year-old Nelly Cruz. He was sitting at home one night, heard some commotion outside in the neighborhood. Figured he'd go outside and see what's going on. I mean, it's the neighborhood. You want to know when the flashing lights are going down the street. You want to know whose house they're stopping at.
I mean, I'm invested in this neighborhood. These cops aren't.
Correct.
So now in the future, people will know also with this, well, this camera phone thing, actually. Speaking of phones.
Okay, with the camera
phone. Bad mark. Speaking of phones, this guy, well, I mean, I guess finish your summary here. He took a picture of them.
Right,
with
so
the phone.
He walked outside to see what was going on. There was a line of cars down the street. It was apparently a drug raid. And he decided to take a picture. Hey, it's cops in your neighborhood. You don't need an excuse, I don't think, to take a picture of the police.
I don't think you should, no.
Especially not have the police come up and arrest you. All that's
right.
going to do is just
throw you against the car.
Yeah,
and arrest
all that's going to do is teach people in the future when you're going to take a picture of the police with your camera phone, turn sideways so it looks like you're talking on your phone.
Ah, good.
That's all it's going to teach people.
Be a little more subtle.
Yep.
Surreptitious. Well, Cruz said that police told him that he broke a new law. This is after they clinked the handcuffs on him, threw him against a car, and then took him down to the station. Police told him that he broke a new law that prohibits people from taking pictures of police with cell phones.
Hmm.
Quote, they threatened to charge me with conspiracy.
Well, then why wouldn't they just charge you with taking pictures of police with your cell phone?
Yeah, what?
If that's a new law, why would they need to charge you with conspiracy?
All will be explained, Johnson. They threatened to charge me with conspiracy. Impeding an investigation? Obstruction of an investigation? These are the charges they're threatening him with? They said, you are impeding this investigation. I asked, by doing what? The officer said, by taking a picture of the police officers with a camera phone.
I don't see how that impedes anything.
I don't either. Cruz's parents...
I mean, if they're doing their job properly, they shouldn't be worried about getting pictures taken.
That's
the
right.
only reason they should worry about their pictures being taken is if they're doing their job poorly.
I agree. Cruz's parents, who got him out of jail, said the police told them the same thing. Quote, he said he was taking pictures with his cell phone, and that was obstructing an investigation, said Cruz's mom. Then, apparently, NBC 10 went to the ACLU to get their comment. Quote, there is no law that prevents people from taking pictures of what anybody can see on the street, according to the ACLU rep. I think it's rather scary that in this country you could actually be taken down to a police headquarters for taking a picture on your cell phone of activities that are clearly visible on the street.
You know, I think it's a little scary that the cops can just make up a charge.
Well, they didn't make the charge up. They just lied to him.
Well, they said that there was a law that said you couldn't take...
They lied.
That's a lie. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's making it up.
But there was no charge, see? They just told him that to scare him, and they arrested him. The whole thing is a scare tactic. Because actually, according to the rest of this here...
Well, they arrested him for breaking the law. You don't just arrest someone. You have to arrest them for breaking a law.
Apparently you can just arrest them and then release them, which is what happened to Mr. Cruz. Here's the rest of the story. He was unlawfully seized, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment the last time we checked, according to the ACLU. Cruz, who is a Penn State University senior, said that after about an hour at the station, police told him he was lucky because there was no supervisor on duty. So they released him.
Right.
You know, here's what generally the way it goes with resisting arrest resisting arrest with violence is you don't get charged with that charge individually.
I'd like to add...
Wait a second.
Yeah, I want to understand.
It almost always goes with another charge. Like, for instance, if the gentleman was found guilty of whatever it was he did, taking a picture of a cop with a camera phone, this fictitious charge, then he would get the resisting arrest with violence. But you almost never get convicted with resisting arrest with violence for a charge you didn't get arrested for in the first place, you didn't get convicted
I'm wondering why you brought up the resisting arrest thing.
Because he should have punched this dude in the mouth.
You should have punched the cop?
He's making crap up and taking him away
for
nothing.
Yeah, but then you're going to get an assault on a cop charge. That is not a good idea,
resisting
Well, not if the supervisor's not on duty. That's what I would have asked. On my way out, I would have been like, oh, you're lucky because the supervisor is not on duty. I would have been like, is there any place that I can get a copy of the schedule of
what the supervisor is getting on shift? I don't see how a jury is going to convict him
attacking a cop
when he's been lied to and being taken downtown for nothing.
It seems like a really risky suggestion that you're making here, Mark.
Seems
I don't
crazy
think it's
me.
Ever a good idea to physically attack somebody with a gun on their side.
This guy's just telling lies and abusing his power.
But he has power and a so-called authority, and he can get away with it, Mark. They do it all the time. Cops lie. That's what they do. I know. There's some honest ones
out
there.
I don't think
a picture
cops.
On our website with someone wearing a T-shirt that said it for a long time.
Yep. That's how I learned it. But no, what they did was they threatened this kid. They wanted to scare the crap out of him, basically. So they arrested him, took him down to the station. After sitting him there for an hour and telling him he was going to get charged with all kinds of things, they made up some excuse about how there's no supervisor on duty,
right.
Which is total
crap.
Bunk. This is Philadelphia, okay? There's some bureaucrat on. There's some bureaucrat
there's
on.
There's nine of them
yeah.
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So they realized that there was no charge, that they lied about the charge, and they just figured they'd let the kid go. Because if they had charged him with something, then they might have been able to fight it in court. But the family is, by the way, attempting to do something. Police apparently told somebody that they didn't take Cruz into custody, but they said Cruz was not on his property when they arrested him. Police also denied that they told
Cruz... Does that mean something? You can just arrest somebody when they're not on their property?
Police also denied that...
Well, that would suggest that he's lying about where he took the picture.
I guess. They could always check his phone and see where the picture was taken.
Yep.
Police also denied that they told Cruz he was breaking the law with his cell phone. So, Cruz says the cops, and his mother backs it up, says the cops told him there was a law against this. Now the cops are saying, we never said that. We would know. We would never make something up like that. That's what cops are saying here. And apparently Cruz's family said it has filed a formal complaint with the police department's internal affairs division and are requesting a complete investigation, as though that's actually going to go anywhere. As though anything's actually going to come of this. He's lucky he's out of jail at this point. He's lucky they only wasted an hour and a half of his time.
It's true.
Because it could have been much worse.
The ACLU does have some power against this kind of abuse. They've certainly gone after police departments, and they've shown
to what level of success though?
A level of success.
Yeah, they've sued. The ACLU is known.
Do you think that things are as bad for black people as they were in the mid '60s? I don't think they are.
Okay.
I mean, things have gotten better in this country in certain respects. And
the toll free number is 800-259-9231. Let's see if we can sneak in one of these body tips.
Okay, I can teach you how to feel no pain, or at least lessen your amount of pain. German researchers have discovered that coughing during an injection can lessen the pain of the needle stick, according to Taras Ushishenko.
But don't you have to be careful that you don't cough too hard to where your whole body sort of moves? That way they don't
that would be bad.
Just give him a little.
Mr. Vane.
Just a little cough.
According to an author of a study on the phenomenon, the trick causes a sudden temporary rise in pressure in the chest and spinal canal, inhibiting the pain-conducting structures of the spinal cord.
Wow. There are some people out there that are dreadfully afraid of being stuck.
Yeah.
And this could be a major help.
Yeah, just cough a little bit. You know, you want to try and raise the pressure in your chest.
Good idea. We got more body tricks on the way. Also, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about this list of 18 different body tricks that you've uncovered, Johnson, and they've been pretty interesting so far. So why don't you feed us another one?
Okay, another one here would be how to clear your stuffed nose. Forget Sudafed. An easier, quicker, and cheaper way to relieve sinus pressure is by alternately thrusting your tongue against the roof of your mouth and then pressing between your eyebrows with one finger.
Really?
This causes the vomer bone, which runs through the nasal passages to the mouth, to rock back and forth, says Dr. Lisa Stefano, an assistant professor at the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The motion loosens congestion after 20 seconds, you'll feel your sinuses start to drain.
So 20 seconds, you push your tongue up against the roof of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then push in between your eyes. Can you read that one more time?
You're pushing on the bridge of your nose with a finger.
The bridge of your nose.
Between your eyebrows, basically.
So the bridge, and so you're alternating the pushes, right? You're pushing on the bridge, then you're pushing on the
upper. The idea is to rock this bone back and forth somehow?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wow.
Yep, so you're putting, and I've tried this, and it actually does work.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
really
I get stuffed up noses way too often, so
yeah,
I will definitely give this a try. Very cool. We got more tricks on the way. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jared in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Jared.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Today, Ian. Well, I'd like to ask you guys what you think about wildlife management in a private sector.
What do you mean right exactly?
Now? Well, I'm talking about the states regulate the fish and game or whatever they call it when your state regulates fish populations and deer populations and things like that for people like me, like to hunt and fish. It's kind of recognized as a necessary thing if there wasn't any sort of rules for fishing and there pretty much wouldn't be any fish to catch.
No, that's not true. That's not true, actually. The state does a horrible, horrible job at it. The best places that you find regulation of fish and wildlife are on privately owned lands, reserves, and parks.
Well, that's
like, for example, Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's not private.
It was. They hired a company to privatize all of that. That's what happened. Yes, after they screwed up with the wolves.
Really?
That's one of the examples that Dr. Mary Ruart
she gave the example of how they screwed up the ecosystem, but I didn't remember that they hired a private company.
They hired a private company to deal with it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you as a hunter, I would think that, Jared, I would think if you are a hunter, you could think up some ways that the marketplace would actually track animals better and ensure that they are in stock for the hunters to hunt and that sort of thing.
I mean, there's organizations Ducks Unlimited out there that's the sort of thing that they do. And they're going to do a lot better job than the government is, the EPA or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that the state should be the one to do it. I'm just asking you guys if you can take a private example. Because the situations I'm thinking of are there's a river where people like to fish and people own property all along it. Who controls... Who decides what the rules are for that particular body of water? Or if there's a lake or a pond where there's different houses all along and there's no public regulation, I'm just wondering who decides the rules.
That's an interesting question. I can answer the lake question to an extent because there was one time I was looking at a piece of property and it backed up against a lake, and I remember asking about the lake and finding out, to my surprise, that it was entirely privately owned. The lake had been divided into segments like a pie, and each house along the lake owned a specific pie segment, and they all had some sort of an interlocking agreement in regards to the rules about the lake. So, for instance, people who were not directly guests of people in those homes, so, for instance, there were construction workers that were working in the neighborhood at one point that had brought out a dinghy to go out and, I don't know, drink beer in the lake or something.
Fish.
They were ordered out of the lake by one of the neighbors, and those guys left. So it's certainly possible that there could be some sort of an interlocking agreement for a lake. A stream, I think, would be a little bit more difficult, but I don't see any reason why the marketplace couldn't come up with some sort of...
Right.
They're doing it in Great Britain to an extent.
It would be much like...
Maybe forming, like, community associations where people
neighborhood
can make their, up their own decisions. Because, I mean, I'm just thinking of, you know, Bob owns this section of the river, and he thinks that you should be able to catch as many fish as you want. And then Steve down the... stream thinks that you should only be able to catch, you know, two trout a day or whatever. Yeah, there might be some conflict there because, I mean,
the fish aren't going to sit
in one part of the river. You know, they're going to go all over the place. So, I mean, who controls what happens to the fish?
Well, Steve won't let Bob fish on his section of the lake if they own sections of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, he would stop him. Say, Bob, you can fish as much as you want on your property, but you can't fish as much as you want on mine.
Right.
Get out of here.
I guess sometimes it's hard to imagine when I've only been a libertarian for a year, so it's hard to imagine sometimes when you've grown up with just accepting that the government runs things that people could actually come to their own agreements.
Right. What's likely is with any sort of land that's group, you know, that where a group is affected by its ownership, for example, something like water, where obviously if Bob is allowing him, if one joker on the lake would be allowed to have his section be, you know, ultimately, you know, unlimited fishing in this section of the lake, well, obviously that's going to affect everyone in the lake. So in a property situation like that, you know, likely what you're going to have is a neighborhood association where you'll have a group of homeowners who have lakefront property who all jointly have some sort of agreement for the rules of how the lake, you know, for example, boat speeds. Much like how parking lots are handled now. Groups of companies that get together to own and share a parking lot.
Plus, it'll probably be something to where the people who are there first get to set up those rules. They're the ones that get to decide the initial set of rules. And then as, you know, Keith comes in and he's looking at property and he wants to get a piece of property where he can fish in his backyard, he comes in and he looks at the set of rules for this lake that he's looking at and says, sorry, no fishing in this lake. He's going to go elsewhere and look for property elsewhere. So it's kind of going to be a first-come, first-served homesteading sort of a thing, I think. So it'll
probably work a lot better, and then you won't have game wardens hacking, coming up to you and escorting you back to your car if you don't have your license on you.
Yeah, and if you're somebody that that wants to ensure there's a good population of fish, look for a home ownership agreement where there's people that think the same way. I mean, if you're somebody that wants to preserve wildlife rather than shoot it, you're probably not someone that wants to live nearby others that are wanting to shoot the wildlife.
Ironically, my family has a cabin on a privately owned lake, actually a fairly large privately owned lake, in Pennsylvania, and one of the rules on the lake is no motorboats. None.
Really?
Yep.
There you go.
Canoes only. Yep, canoes only. Canoes
so there are some real examples of this. In fact, I've heard that in Great Britain, believe it or not, there's actually some sort of waterway privatization going on. I don't know where to point you to on that, but if you Google around, you might be able to find it. So, Jared, thanks for checking in, man. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Now, there is the possibility that somebody could buy a whole lake, too, right? I mean, it's possible that it doesn't have to be jointly owned.
Can somebody own a large section of land? Sure, they can. You know, I can get it with lakes and streams. When we start getting to things like the Mississippi River, the Gulf of Mexico, this is when I begin to have trouble with the whole body of water ownership thing.
Okay. Well, why would it be any different from homesteading land? I mean, you would go out and you could homestead a section of the ocean. You set up some sort of buoys or barriers or something like that that cordons off your area, and it's established that it's yours.
What do you do with it, though?
Fish? I don't know. You do what people in the ocean do. I don't know. What do people in the ocean do? They harvest stuff. They fish.
Do you not let people across your section?
They drill for oil. It depends on, I guess, how much of an old curmudgeon you are. Do you not let people cross through your yard?
I don't know. Seems so weird.
1-800-259-9231. That's because it's new ideas. And people aren't, change is different. Change is strange to people sometimes. But there's no doubt that we'd be much better off with private ownership of land, specifically because private owners take better care of it, as we've certainly been over before on Free Talk Live. If you own a piece of property, you are much more likely to keep that property as pristine as you possibly can, if not simply because you want to sell it sometime down the line.
It's true. I agree with that.
Versus a renter or a government that has no fiscal incentives at all to keep their property in tip-top shape. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of keeping things in tip-top shape, Johnson has 18 tricks for your body to help you do all kinds of interesting things. We're going to get to another one of those on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Also coming up, a court decision has recently decided that Customs gets to search your laptops.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. And by the way, I believe the voting is now open. Not the normal monthly voting, which is happens over at Podcast Alley, but it's the once-a-year voting period for the Podcast Awards. Now, last year, thanks to your votes, we won the best podcast, a political cultural category, mm-hmm. in 2005.
And it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. This trumps Podcast Alley. That's for sure.
This is pretty important. So what we want you to do is, if you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, just take a moment out of your time and go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down, because we're a little ways down the list. On the right side of the page, you'll see the political category. And actually, we're up against the president himself, President George W. Bush's podcast. We are going up against him. Yeah, and we are going to take him out. So what we need you to do is go and vote for us. In fact, you can vote for us once per day. The voting period ends on August 11th, I believe, at the end of the day on August 11th. So if you want to, you can just go vote once. But if you really want to help out, try to make a point of going once per day and voting at podcastawards.com.
If we're
going
to plug, and we're going to plug George Bush's podcast, I have to put in another plug and say that there is another GCN show that is also up for a podcast award.
That's right. One of our friends.
Category?
Red Bar Radio.
In the adult category.
Oh, adult. Okay. Good one. Well, very good. So you can do both at once then at podcastawards.com. All right. Johnson, you've got another body trick.
Another body trick. Fight fire without water. Are you worried that those wings will repeat on you tonight? Sleep on your left side, says Anthony A. Starpoli, doctor of a New York City gastroenterologist and an assistant professor at the Medicine at New York Medical College. Studies have shown that patients who sleep on their left sides are less likely to suffer from acid reflux. The esophagus and stomach connect at an angle. When you sleep on your right side, the stomach is higher than the esophagus, allowing for food and stomach acid to slide up your throat.
Right.
Huh. When you're on your left, the stomach is lower than the esophagus. Well, so gravity's in your favor.
Thankfully, I don't have a problem with acid reflux, but
you're only like 25.
Right, I understand. But I actually get pain from sleeping on my left side versus on my right side, so I don't know if I could deal with that. And isn't it best to sleep on your back? Of all the different directions you could sleep?
I believe back is best.
The stomach is the worst.
I sleep face down.
Yeah, that's not
it's the worst unless you vomit in your sleep, in which case you won't die.
Oh, good point. 1-800-259-9231.
I have from my personal experience, I have a better trick than that, which is just eat a fruit, or if you have something like, if you have pizza or some sort of tomato sauce or something like that, eat something like a fruit or a vegetable before you go to bed, because even, for example, one thing that most people don't know is that citric fruits, like lemons, oranges, whatnot, they're known for being acidic. However, even though that fruit is acidic, once it digests and hits your stomach, it becomes a very powerful base.
Huh.
So fruits and vegetables will help prevent heartburn, because they are very, very powerful at eliminating acids.
More tricks on the way. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We're going to the amplifier line. And Abe in Arkansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about video surveillance in general. I've had a little experience with, some video surveillance stuff. I had an ex-police officer friend that was an ex-police officer that was retired and lived in the area, and there was a neighborly feud. And I actually went to court to testify for him. They made him take down his cameras, and I guess part of the issue was that as far as personal home surveillance, you can't be watching, I guess, the road, which is what he wanted for security. But
what? Why can't you watch the road? Why can't I point a camera, as long as it's on my property?
Yeah.
Why can't I point it wherever I want?
Yeah. Part of it was that if you had cameras viewing, the neighbor's property, which they wanted to make sure. He had a lot of automated cameras that would, point, and they were wired.
Pan and scan. Right.
Yeah.
And this was one of your neighbors, and what was this all about? I missed the point of all this.
He wasn't a neighbor. He was a friend that was an ex-police officer, and they still had stuff going on around in that neighborhood, too. It's not in a city. It's just over the city line in the county.
Okay.
Is the jurisdiction. But they had a lot of problems with the police there and not being helpful, and neighbors shooting animals and stuff. And
neighbors shooting animals?
Yeah, dogs.
Happens.
They've been damaging each other's property. It was actually over a covenant that had to do with the water. Like, the neighbor was complaining they had an auto shop that was violating the local covenant and polluting the lake. And then it just got, worse. It was a feud. And, but the video surveillance, I think, is important, because I've been to court to help friends a few times, too, and they do not allow cameras in court, and I think that's almost just as bad or worse than
Yeah, you should be able to, absolutely. You really should be able to have cameras in a courtroom. I mean, it's supposed to be open to the public. I don't understand why they get away with that stuff. I guess they could just do whatever they want, and no one cares.
They don't really have audio or any electronic courting devices, and a lot of times it's so that there's so many confusing, conflicting laws that they don't want to be able to have a recording of what they say. To go out and look up later and see, that conflicts with this law, and then, sue them and stuff.
Can you get, I see where you're coming from, but what about the court record? I mean, with a court reporter with her little typewriter typing away, can't you get a copy of that, or is that sealed? Is that stuff that...
They make, sometimes those aren't always so good. They're supposed to be accurate, but a lot of times they won't let you get to the stuff that's supposed to be public record.
Huh.
A lot of people have problems with that, at least here in this state. I don't know. I think it's...
So, Abe, I'm sorry if I wasn't paying close enough attention, but I feel like I've missed something. You pointed out that you're not allowed to have cameras in a courtroom. You mentioned that you had a friend who was a police officer who had cameras up at his house. But what was the relevance of talking about the cameras at his house that they couldn't use the? He wasn't allowed to point them at the street. I don't understand where you were going with that.
Well, I just wanted to talk about that as sort of a personal surveillance, which I think is important, too. I think I should go have cameras on my car and on my person.
But they're saying you can't? That you can only point cameras in certain...
Wait, do you agree directions? That you can't point cameras towards the street?
No, I think they should be able to, pretty much photograph the public areas, which are currently publicly owned. To a certain extent, I can understand, not... photographing your neighbors.
Are you saying I shouldn't be able to point a camera at my neighbor's yard?
Well, it depends on your agreement with the neighbor. He has certain privacy issues,
Well, I think if the neighbor wants privacy, then he should put up a fence.
Yeah, and actually that kind of happened with the neighbors. They extensively put up higher fencing.
That's what you got to do, because it was a feud, right?
Too.
You said it was a feud, right?
Yes.
Got it. So where did it all end up? I mean, how did this wrap, this feud end up coming to a close, if it has?
I went to court with him the last time, and the judge wasn't happy at all. And they sent, he ordered them to take, I guess, certain stuff down, and they sent out, I guess, the county police to go out and check and see if things were kind of the way they were supposed to be. But basically, there wasn't enough evidence, and really the only thing he could take court for was noise violation for having an auto shop, even though that was part of the covenant. It's like they didn't want to recognize the covenants, and I don't understand all the details as well. But
right on. Well, Abe, we appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you, man. 800-259-9231.
This reminds me...
You had a bad connection, I think. Something funny about that phone.
This reminds me of a story that I what was the name of in the Monica Lewinsky case, the woman who,
Linda Tripp?
Linda Tripp. I think it was Linda Tripp. It was either Linda Tripp or Janet Reno.
She was the Surgeon General. Not Surgeon General, she was the Attorney
AG.
General.
I'm not really sure, but I actually, I suffered through and exposed myself just because I wanted to see what some of the other side's views are. So I suffered through watching Michael Moore's TV show.
So you saw pictures of either Janet Reno or
what
Trip?
Michael Moore did on his
Janet Reno looks like Frankenstein's sister.
They both looked awful. I don't really know.
Okay,
this. But he decided to take and in order to harass her during some time. I guess she's responsible for some sort of camera thing or some sort of surveillance. So
yeah,
Michael Moore
had taped them. She had Linda Tripp had taped Lewinsky talking to Clinton, as I understand.
Right.
It.
So what Michael Moore decided to do is take and set up. He got an apartment or got it some sort of got access somehow to an apartment across the street from her New York City apartment and pointed the camera at her window.
Okay.
And kept it there and put it on the web so that anyone could watch it at any given moment.
On Linda Tripp's window.
Linda Tripp's window, yes.
As though
so that was up for a while.
As though someone cares what she's doing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he kind of
did. Making a point.
Yeah, he made a point. He was making a point. And it's just interesting, I mean, because that right does exist. I mean, if you want to point a camera at someone's window, you're allowed to. It's their responsibility to deal with it. That's, you know, that's what's being presented to the public. And if they want it to be private, put up a curtain, put up a, you know.
Absolutely. Take the necessary steps to ensure your privacy.
I have to agree, as long as you're on your own property or property where someone's agreed to it.
And your privacy is not my responsibility. It is all you. And privacy, the more you want of it, the more time you're going to have to invest into having. You have to. It takes time and money and effort to have real privacy in America. More's on the way. Hour 2 coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love